I would start by quoting a pasuk from Megillas Esther. I would actually lay the pasuk from Megillas Esther, except that I was so insulted that I can't possibly bring myself to do that. But whatever it's got there. If anyone was paying attention to the Megillah, hopefully everybody was. So at the very end of the Megillah, there is a phrase, a word, that repeats itself so many times, Ad ki chadal ispar kibisbar. I literally lost track of count. Just a quick trivia. I don't know what I'm referring to. It's within like the last 10 psukim or so of Perek Tes. It is time and time again. It's almost like Mordechai and Esther are like putting it in your face, like wake up and smell the coffee. This is it. This is the punchline of the whole story. Everybody's got a Megillah for me. Let me finish. I left my reading glasses at home. I can't say a thing, but okay. I'll try. Starts off in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Parates Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the Kayem Aleihem. Then it continues, a few psukim later, Kimu Kibla Yehudim. The Tichta Vesta Malko Basavicha, Marcha Yehudis Kotov, the Kayem Esigeres Apurbez Elsa Shenis. Two psukim later, the kayim is shibeh pur ma'il b'zbaneim, chashe kiyam aleihem Mordechai Yehudim, chashe kimu al nafsho b'yazam, three times in the same pasuk. And just in case you missed the word, umamar ester kiyam divrei pur ma'il b'chtob b'sefer. So if you didn't catch it, then you guys are sleeping. The word is kiyam, kayam, the shorash, kuf yud mem. There's no question the Megillah is drawing our attention to that phrase. And perhaps the most famous phrase of the whole Megillah is Kibbul to Kibbul. So what does it mean, L'Kayim? Why is L'Kayim almost the grand finale and the Mat Mabatish of the entire Purim story? What does L'Kayim actually mean? L'Kayim, Kayam, Kayama, means permanence. It means something that's here to stay. Well, it's never going to disappear. And the Megillah is very clear that Purim is here to stay. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Megillah that this is a proof that the Megillah must have been written by Ruach HaKodesh. Because no human being without divine inspiration can make such a promise, such a statement. Can anybody say with a straight face something's going to be forever? 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 I don't think after this past year that we've lived through, anyone can say with a straight face, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen 6 months from here? It's going to happen a year from now. You have a clue? How could somebody with such chutzpah make a statement? You may have proven lo yavu b'teichei hudim forever and ever and ever. Rebbeinu Diyama, Mordechai Yester sitting in Shushan Abira, and they said they made a zah statement, a zah avtocha. They're going to be called out on it. They made a statement, a fact that Purim will be celebrated forever. If I'm not mistaken, I think the world today is slightly different than the days of Shushan HaBira. I think if Mordechai Yester walked into this room, they wouldn't know what was going on here. They would have been about as confused as I was. Was there ever that game we were playing before? Kahuti, whatever, Kahoot, something like that, whatever. So they would have been, what? Oh, what? Mazah! And yet, they wouldn't all be fazed by the fact we just finished reading the Megillah, because as I state the Megillah, we may have pulled my leg out. How can you make such a statement? It's going to be Chayim the Elam. That's what it means. The Chayim Alayim, Kimu the Kibla Yehudim. I promise you, from that. What is it about Purim that's the Yontif of eternity? Chazal comment that when Mordechai was trying to send a message to Esther in between the lines with Hosach as to what's going on, so he sent her a message, Eish Kol Asher Karahu, Ben Benayisha Karo Bo Aleinu. Haman was the great, great, great grandson, the descendant of Amalek, Agag, Asher Karach, we just read about last Shabbos, Shekarach Baderech. So the Midah of Amalek and the Midah of Haman is Nigre. It happens to be, it's a chance. Life is one big chance. Throw the dice, pick the cards. What happens, happens. Shekarach Baderech. It's only if a person has that attitude and that outlook on life. You can look at Yetzias Mitzrayim, look at Chris Yamsov in the face and say, ah, come on, the Jews just had good luck. Last week the sea split for them, and next week it'll split for us. Only somebody who looks at the world through the eyes, through the lens of Mikra, would dare an attack for Al Yisrael if they're experiencing and hearing what took place in Yetzias Mitzrayim and Chris Yamsov. The whole world, all won't be bad on you new. Shovel only the girls and chidl chazesh and ploshes. Everybody knew about it. Amalek knew about it. But they said, but it was just good luck. We all know if you have good luck today, it doesn't mean you're going to have good luck tomorrow. Most people don't tend to win all the time. Amalek and Haman, who took a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ashkocha out of the world, who looked at the world through Derech Mikra. The world is very temporary. Here today, gone tomorrow. Just because you experience some good luck today, you're probably going to experience bad luck tomorrow. The antithesis of Mikra, the antithesis of a world of view of Amalek and Haman, is a world view of Kayama. Something that is permanent. Kadosh Baruch is always watching us. If the world, Chalila v'Chalila, would be just how dice spins, then there's no kayomus, there's no permanence to the world. Here today, gone tomorrow. Perm today, not tomorrow. The only way that a person can believe, that there is a permanence, there is a say there to this world. The only way a person can have that is if a person believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is Chai V'Kayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is here forever. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hoy Hoy V'Yir. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Adi Hashem Lo Shanisi. Kadosh Baruch Hu never changes. Because if Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, the Purim doesn't change. Because if Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ashkocha and his nation doesn't change. So Purim is the secret of the eternity of Klal Yisrael. It's not surprising, it's not coincidental, well, it's coincidental, especially not on Purim. It's not coincidental that Purim is not just the celebration of the eternity of Klal Yisrael, but Purim is the celebration, the ultimate celebration of Kabbalah Satoya as well. As the Gemara elaborates, it's like Shabbos. Sav Sefer writes that the Ikasudas Purim is really like a Suda of Ke'im and Torah. It's like a Shavuos Suda, it's like an Erev Yom Kippur Suda. It's a Suda from Kabbalah Satoya. Dafka on the day when we celebrate the eternity of Klal Yisrael, we celebrate the corollary of that eternity. That's the attorney of Torah. The two greatest, most profound miracles of history. Number one, that clowns all around. It's quoted in Yaakov Hemden, who said, if you want to know what the greatest nes since the creation of the world is, not Esther Malkus, is not Chris Yamsuf. The greatest nes is the fact that there are Jews who are alive today. Yaakov Hemden said that back in Emden in the 1700s. Imagine what he would have said today. The fact that we're here, just that we're here, nothing else. The fact that we are here is Ein Lecha Neis Gadol Mizeh, Ein Lecha Eidus Gadol Mizeh, to the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because to quote one of our great friends, the Chacham Umos HaOlam, who am I going to quote now? Mark Twain, Amuchun Samuel Clemens, or Amuchun Mark Twain. We quoted him earlier this year. Who remembers when? When we quote Mark Twain this year? With the Kias? Shafan Nahar? No? Didn't we talk about him? The couch going down the Mississippi? Didn't we talk about him? I think we talked about him. Kias, okay. So, I once had to speak to a group of teenagers in Germany, in Berlin. They're all quasi-Belchukas. I'm not yet from, possibly coming from. And I took a big, big risk. I started off talking, quoting the essay of Mark Twain about the attorney of the Jew, famous essay that he has. How are the Jews still here? The Jews saw them all, beat them all. The Romans aren't here, the Greeks aren't here, the Persians, no one's here, and the Jews are still here. It's a famous essay from Mark Twain. So I was sitting in the middle of Germany, and I figured this would be so apropos to talk about in Germany and Berlin. Kleisel is still here! But it was a very risky drasha, because I had absolutely no idea whether kids in Germany in high school read Huckleberry Finn. I had no sort of clue whether it's on the syllabus. So it could be I was talking, quoting the man on the moon to them. Baruch Hashem, they knew what I was talking about. Baruch Hashem, they heard about it. So it's an unbelievable nes that the Jew is still here. But I'll tell you the other nes, the other corollary nes. Lo yumon ki yisupan. Lo yumon ki yisupan. That there are young men, yourselves, sitting in Washington Heights, sitting in the middle of a worldwide pandemic, sitting with masks on, and fighting and screaming like the world depends upon it, about the Ktzeis's biur in Hefker, in Eina B'Shusa. I ask you, Rabbi, does that make any sense? I mean, just stop for a second, okay? Just for a second and think about it. What are the odds that that would happen? There was a man in the late 1700s who sat in a little town somewhere tucked away in Eastern Europe. Do you know when he wrote the Sefer? No one knew who he was. No one had ever heard of the text. He had no idea who he was. He sat and he wrote about the intricacies of Eino B'Shuso, commenting on Rishonim who lived in France in the 1200s, commenting on Amoraim Rabbi Yechon sitting around in Tveria back in the year 200, trying to understand what the Tanoim, who Makabal, this Messiah about Shalois and B'Shusos and Bailos, all the way back to the Apostle Chumash Ishki Yaptish Beis HaKadosh Lashem. I would ask you, Beisa, what are the odds that you would have very, you guys are pretty normal guys, for the most part, you know, pretty normal, straight, you know, smart guys. You know, some of you could be doctors, lawyers, you know, businessmen, I don't know. Be smart people, pretty smart guys. And you're spending the best years of your life screaming at the top of your lungs. Maybe you shouldn't be screaming at the top of your lungs these days, okay? Well, whispering to each other. Barely being able to breathe. But I ask you, does that make any sense? It makes about as much sense in the fact there are Jews still in the world today, after Holocaust, pogroms, inquisitions, and everything in between. Neither of those two things make sense. And that's exactly what Purim is all about. Not only will there be Jews in the world, will there be Jews who are going to celebrate Purim, who are going to come to Torah, they're going to be B'nai Torah in the world, and they're going to be people, L'dayri Deiris, Ad Yizgal, Ad Adichlal, who are going to be sitting and spending the best days of their lives, the most Kaychas HaNefesh, analyzing what's made Beisai, what's made Beshusai, what's made Nechor, what's Acharias, Tavagrim Ramalim. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Imagine the Nachas Ruach in Shemayim. Because Baruch looks down on us. And this Yom Tov Purim. Purim Tov Shem Pei Aleph. He says, Nachas Ruach, Ashrei, Mishab, Mola Batura. I say, Nachas Ruach Le'yitzer. Can you imagine the Nachas Ruach that Baruch Hu has? After sending us a year of curveballs, after curveballs, after curveballs. And as they say, when they throw a curveball, what do you got to do? Got hit out of the park for a home run. You guys hit grand slams this year, not just home runs. To be able to sit and learn Taras HaKadosh, to be able to be B'nai Torah, to be able to put together a celebration of Purim. Beautiful. Mamash Ashreinu Matayim Chalkeinu. Mamash Ashreinu Matayim Chalkeinu. We're here forever, they say. Pleasure's here to stay. The Torah's here to stay. B'mei HaPurim Eilu Yav B'tach HaYehudim. All our adversaries and thought that flip a coin, throw some dice and the Jewish people will go away. All those forces in history who thought that we just wait for Torah to disappear, here today, gone tomorrow, have all been disproven time and time again. Israel's here today, Torah's here today, and will remain that way forever and ever. That's the goddess, that's the secret. So I almost have like a, it's almost like a feeling, like an internal, almost like a pain that I just want to like burst out and sing Shemach V'Adai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to be respectful of all the guidelines and all the regulations that are all here for our good, for our health, for our sake. I think we should. Maybe we can not sing. We can almost like hum to ourselves a little bit. Maybe we'll put on one of the. What, don't we have any music? What do we got? Just the fast stuff we got. So we'll put on something without singing.